Welcome everyone to Politically High Tech with your host Elias. This is going to be episode 207. Okay, the last official episode for this season is going to be 210. Yes, 210 is going to be a very random one. It's going to be my first and only solo random episode for this season. Every random episode has always gotten a guest, but 210 is going to serve that. Yes, I ranked it a little bit, but for this one tonight, what you're going to get is a whole bunch of politics, mostly national, even some international. We focus on two countries in particular. I need to cover more geopolitics. I realize I've been slacking on that this season for the most part, especially the way I want to cover it. Just getting out of that whole US lens, right? It's easier said than done. Getting out of that lens, just report global news, which I kind of miss doing. I'm not gonna lie, I actually miss doing that. I to some extent have more fun reporting the global news. I wanna try to touch a little bit of my knowledge. And if I'm wrong, foreign listeners, especially your respective country, feel free to correct. Use the comment section for that, especially if you're on YouTube or Rumble. Okay. So what are the items? Don't mind me if it look like I'm looking somewhere else, not paying attention. I just have a lot of stuff on the screen here. We're gonna watch about the big update on the Georgia case. This is big and I want to report on it. I'm gonna read about it. I'm not going to display it at all. And then Mike Johnson signaling a shift in the Ukraine bill. He's being pressured from multiple sides. And I feel like he might crack. And if he does, he might lose a speakership. We'll get more into that. Then Russia is having an election, a 3-day election. And I'm going to go through that one real quick because there's not much to talk about. Not much to talk about. And then Schumer saying the harshest criticism to Benjamin Netanyahu. We get to the implications of that. And there's some clapback from Israeli officials and the Republican Party. The Republican Party, for the most part, the vast majority of them do support Israel. Democrats is a big, for Democrats, it's a huge, huge divide, especially among the progressive and the moderate wings of the party. Progressive wing is stop bombing Gaza, ceasefire, the humans too. While the moderate wing of the Democrat Party, they're saying as Israel has the right to defend itself, they need to take out Hamas. And Biden's in a tough spot. He really is in a tough spot. He's losing support from Michigan, which is one of the swing states. Okay, so that's why that's important. The Florida judge, and that's one of Trump's bid throughout the classified document case. It's not getting his way there. And then this is something that's connected to AI with deep fakes, robocalls mimicking Joe Biden. I'm happy that the League of Women Voters are suing. Good. We need to put those who are using AI for ill intent accountable. We need to do that. So I agree with them on that. I agree with their politics, but I agree with the action that they're doing. And then Indian farmers protest in New Delhi, that's their capital, demanding a law guaranteeing minimum crop prices. Yeah, but it's hard to make a living. Inflation affects them globally. Okay, affects them globally. That's what I'm going to say. And then gang violence. Attacking the capital city and the buildings, scaring many people off, and even causing migrations to happen. Okay. And this is from Haiti. And for some reason, when I talk about Haiti, it's always in a bad light. I probably need to stop doing that. It's very chaotic. It's very bad. And I'm sure those who have friends, even family members in Haiti, you must be going through so much. I just cannot imagine what you're going through. Not that long ago, let's go back 3 years, the last president was killed, President Moise. I mean, oh man, what is going on? What is this going on? The gangs, man, the gangs are very powerful in Haiti. They're very, very powerful in Haiti. So the one I'm gonna read to you is from the Fannie Willis case. This is the Georgia case. When Trump tried to overturn an election in that state. And I'm just going to read it real quickly. Actually, I'm just going to give you the main point. Judge Scott McAfee gave Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Judge, which is a Democrat, and she had a relationship with the prosecutor, okay, named Nathan Wade. He's giving her an ultimatum. He's going to say either you step out of the case or he, Nathan Wade, the prosecutor who she had a romance relationship with, should step out of the case. That's the only way he's going to continue. And then, of course, Jim Jordan threatens Fannie Willis with contempt, issuing a subpoena, which you got to answer, by the way, even if it's political BS. That's why Pete Navarro was going to jail on March 19th. Got to answer it, even if it's political BS. Got to answer it. It's the law. Sometimes the law is stupid, I know, but that's where it is. It's a conflict of interest, and I'm not surprised she was going to get in trouble. I'm just surprised that there's a chance she could still be in the case. But the MAGA, but Trump's lawyers, they're gonna fight tooth and nail, so that's conflict of interest regardless. So we'll see about that. And I'm just gonna talk about Mike Johnson real quick. He's signaling a shift. Before, he was almost absolutely against funding unless it include border security. It seems like he's changing tune in that. It seems like he's coming to pressure from the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, and of course from the White House, Joe Biden. And let's see, and Marjorie Taylor Greene even floated the idea that he could lose his speakership if he dares compromise. And he don't want to go with the Joe Biden impeachment. Well, he realized it was a dumb idea. Good for him on that. Look, I'm not a Biden supporter. I really am not. I'm a Trump supporter. But I'll tell you this, there's much bigger things going on. And if you had the numbers lined up, then I would have say, you know, do the impeachment, it'd be the right thing. But no, even if they go through the whole thing, I mean, their star witness was a fraud, which the case blew up in their faces. That's what happens when you're trying to chase political convenience and brownie points and trying to really impeach him for criminal mishandling. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Now I'm going to share my screen from here. I don't want to get in trouble by the Hill. That's why I wasn't showing the screen before. All right, that's a little weird explanation for you. So now I'm going to show you the rest. Russians are holding the election, okay? It's 3 days, you know, vote for the president. And let's just be clear. I'm going to go very, very quickly through this. And there's been a lot of, there was been rioting, or they said vandalism. And there's been pro, of course, and then there, of course, there's been crackdown on prominent rights groups, medias. I mean, we know who's going to win this election, right? I might give you a prize for that one. All you got to do is look at his name right here. It's going to be his sixth term as president. The presidential term lasts for 6 years. Yeah, it's going to be his sixth term. Crazy, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. No, maybe actually his fifth term. Let me double check that. Yeah, he's been president for, I remember, since 2000. Yeah, he's running for his fifth term. Yeah, it had to be a fifth term. Yeah, I remember, I think he started 2000. Yeah, so he's ready to finish up his fourth term. Oof, my math is getting bad. My math is getting bad. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Putin's going to win. And that's what's important to America, you know, and all the local state elections doesn't matter to us. I'm gonna be honest. Schumer calls for Israel elections to slam Benjamin Netanyahu. There's an obvious problem with that. America does not run Israeli elections. Okay? He said that he has lost his way. Say he's hurting his Israeli people more than helping them. To some extent, I have to agree with that statement, especially shooting down innocent people, and Biden has to play the middle, playing to the moderate and progressive wings of the Democrat Party. They want ceasefire, ceasefire, ceasefire. Over 30 million Gazans are dead. Palestinians are dead. Most of them children and women. That's just horrible. And then he even, and then Schumer even said that Benjamin Netanyahu is aligning himself with far-right extremists. He's turning away for a two-state solution. Yeah, but I agree with that. And there are critics fighting back. They're fighting back. Israel's ambassador, Michael Hosmer Feinbach, said Israel's a sovereign democracy. It's not productive criticizing them like this. And then Mitch McConnell rebuked him, saying that it's very, very gross just to say these things. Yeah, so they clapped back, and Mike Johnson even said it was not even appropriate. And he is the highest ranking Jewish lawmaker. Okay. So that's what makes it interesting. All right. And then Florida judge just refuses to grant Trump's request of tossing out the whole classified document case. Okay. And now I'm just going to read this statement here. I think this is a very important one. The court ultimately determines that the file length, the oral argument, the resolution of the overall question presents depends too greatly on contested instructional questions about still fluctuating definitions of statutes, statutory terms, phrases as charged, Judge Cannon says. Of course, Trump legal team is seeking to dismiss it, and yeah, that's where it's at with this case. I'm not gonna go deeper with this one. I'm just interested to see whether he gets charged or they tossing charges out. Okay, now the League of Women are suing those involved in the robocall sent to New Hampshire voters. Okay, they're using AI mimicking President Joe Biden's voice. That is very, very troubling. Very troubling. Okay. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in New Hampshire, okay, against Steve Kramer, the political consultant behind the calls, and two Texas companies, I believe they're transmitted, Lingo Telecom and Life Corporation. Ooh, that's definitely violating both state and federal law, and actually just imposed fine and post fines and barred defendants from producing and distributing AI-generated robocalls. Without permission for those being impersonated. It was sent to thousands of people. And let's just say Kramer, who paid a magician, self-described digital mole who does consulting for $150 to create a recording and orchestrate a call to publicize potential dangers of artificial intelligence and spur action for lawmakers. Well, we gained a whole lot of buzz in the lawsuit. Oof. Yeah, this is definitely fertilization for misinformation and disinformation. FCC has outlawed robotic calls that contain voices generated by artificial intelligence. Major tech companies have signed a pact to adopt precautions voluntary to prevent AI tools from being used to disrupt elections. Yeah, I mean, you want to expose the 10, at least that's your excuse, but you got caught. Selena Stewart, she's a chief counsel at the League of Women Voters in New Hampshire, and said that the cause has created unnecessary chaos. Okay, there, yeah, they have to work very long hours, and they have to deal with that burden too. So that's enough. Yeah, and you might be wondering why I'm no longer covering the primaries for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. It's because they're running mostly on the polls. Well, Trump is running on the polls. Marianne Williamson, for some odd reason, thought it was a good idea just to revive her campaign. They're going to clinch the nominations I think they already clinched the nominations. They got all the delegates they need. Yeah. I mean, even with Marianne Williamson running, she hasn't gotten a single delegate. Some low-profile people and even uncommitted has gained more delegates than her. Just embarrassing. Just quit, girl. This is not the time. It's not the time. So I'm gonna stop covering the primary for presidency. I'm just gonna wait for the general election, and I'm not gonna talk about the presidency as much because it's a snooze fest. It's the most predictable. A lot of voters don't want them, but yet they voted for them. Okay, I don't get the voters here. I really don't understand you. You don't want the rematch, but you're causing the rematch to happen. You had an opportunity to pick somebody else with both the Democrats and the Republicans. You had the opportunity, but no, you went with the most safest option, Joe Biden or Trump. So I am normally not this critical of the voters, but this is on you. Yeah, especially the primary voters. It's on you. Okay, now I got that little rant out the way. Let's go to the international portion of this. Thousands of migrant farmers in protest and New Delhi demanding guaranteed minimum crop prices. How am I going to describe how they got there? They want guaranteed pricing so they could at least make a living. Okay. And they are protesting because it's hard. It's very hard to make a buck during inflation. You have to adjust the prices just to get some profits. You know, this is not like corporate greed, like in a lot of American countries that corporations take advantage of the small inflation and just jack it up just to make record profits just to please the investors. No, they're going through hard times. They barricaded highways, and the police also banned vehicles, farming vehicles going there, and I'm just gonna say that I hope the government just gives them something. They don't earn enough money. I mean, I don't have to figure that out. Yeah, I don't need to figure that out. They've traveled real far, and they've been protesting since February 13th, so it's been a year now. Some clashes happened, especially when the government failed to meet the demands. Of course, some injuries happened, And this eventually has pressured Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, to repeal new agricultural laws, a major reversal for his government. They don't want any violence. I'm sure no one does. But when tensions are high, people are heated and angry, that's what's going to happen. And now the government protects agricultural, not now. The government protects agricultural producers against shortfalls. I set a minimum price for essential crops. They introduced a system in the 1960s to help shore food reserves and prevent shortages. The system can apply up to 23 crops, but the government usually offers a minimum price for rice and wheat. They're both very essential. We need that for a whole bunch of things. So I just hope the government just do that. I think they're leaning in that direction. So shifting from India, I'm gonna talk about Haiti. Haiti, Haiti, Haiti. Gang violence is just, it's really out of control. It's really, really bad. Okay, it already caused a Haitian prime minister to resign. I'm not going to read his reasons why. And Haiti's recent history hasn't been great to them. Remember, Moise has been killed about 3 years ago. Okay, right here. Not making this up. Okay. The country's been without a president, without functioning government. So of course, gangs are gonna just come run amok. If there is a vacuum to be filled, there's gonna be a group that's gonna fill it. And the ones that want to do it real quickly are normally not good people. I mean, look at that. Look at Afghanistan. Afghanistan was a terror group. Especially that US withdrawal. I mean, what is the solution to this? Leaders of the Caribbean community, known as CARICOM, they may meet in Jamaica, discuss Haiti. U.S. Secretary Anthony Blinken is going to be there, and U.S. would contribute an extra $100 million to support the UN-backed security force in Haiti, with another $33 million in humanitarian aid. So, that is crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. They must do everything to do this. I agree. I'm happy that to some extent, Jamaica is taking some leadership. And I'm happy that US is gonna be involved, but we've been blamed for some of this chaos. I mean, there was reports that CIA got involved with a couple of Colombian folks. Yeah, that causes instability. US, just stop meddling with other countries. Okay, focus more at home. Not inflation. We got instability going on. That's all I want. I'm not saying you shouldn't be totally closed out of the world. Just get your priorities straight, America. That's all I'm asking. Of course, I'll talk about his resignation. He resigned because it's too damn tough for him and it's unsafe. And he's in Puerto Rico right now. And I'm happy that Puerto Rico is acting like a refuge. But just be careful, be vigilant. Okay, mi gente? That's all I'm gonna say. All right. Now, of course, they got sadly the worst type of people who makes it hard for other migrants. So I come over Florida, flash their reckless boating skills and weaponry. And of course, DeSantis is gonna say, hell no, they have drugs, firearms, what have you. What's supposed to be showing that's from the hill? Oops, minor boob right there. Yep, either pack your bags or you're gonna deal with the force because he's not playing that. He is not playing that game, Ron DeSantis. He's pro strict migration, okay? He's very, very, very pro strict migration. All right. We're gonna end up in some. Well, this episode's gonna be wrapped up in kind of a somber note. So Fannie Willis face an ultimatum. Either she goes or the prosecutor goes. Then the case could continue. And the judge got rid of three other charges, but Trump is not off the hook. Let me be clear, Trump is not off the hook. He still needs to go through that trial. And Johnson's signaling shift that could cost him his speakership. Russia's gonna vote, and Vladimir Putin's gonna win his fifth term. Schumer criticized Netanyahu, he dealt with blowback. Judge tosses out Trump's dismiss requests for the classified documents case. League of Women is suing robocall companies that use AI. A lot of Indians are protesting for guaranteed minimum so they can make some money during these hard times and inflation, even though the Indian economy is growing great. And then Haiti, ever since I've had a president for, I'll say, close to 3 years at this point, the gangs are just filling the void, and that's not a good thing. And more Haitian officials are leaving. The U.S. envoys to those places have evacuated because it's too violent, it's too chaotic. And of course, some bad apples, fortunately from Haiti, had to come here. And Ron DeSantis is just not playing that. Either you turn around or you're gonna deal with the consequences. Okay, and I just want to read a little bit more on that article, so make sure I got the context of that article right. Yeah, and I mean, they've been there since February 29th, and he criticized the federal government, of course, for failing to take responsibility, and you know, and he's saying that the Coast Guard's undermanned, undersourced, and they fill those gaps. And of course, he stands by it for the policies. Typical standard Republican stuff right there. Nothing too special there. And a final thing. And the reason I'm not showing much about the primary for 2024 or Trump v. Biden, because they got the nomination. I'm not going to talk about that no more. It's already general election. Okay. For those of you who have been paying attention, it's general election already. Yeah. So there's no point in me covering it. I'm not going to cover New York primary, New Jersey primary. No, they don't matter. They don't matter because they already, both of the nominees from both parties have already gotten all the delegates they need for them to secure their nomination. Okay. And that's all I'm going to say from here. So if you did like this episode, give a like, comment, subscribe for YouTube, follow for Rumble, share. And if you're listening to this through Apple Podcasts, give a star review. Hopefully it's a 5. Then if not, I'd like to know a little reason why. It'd be nice for you to give a real reason. And if you gave me a 5-star, well, the typing portion of it is optional, but many people decide to type their opinions anyways. I'm not sure it's mandatory. No, I don't think so, because I have seen reviews with 5 stars to 1 star with no comment. So, alrighty then, that will actually help me out a lot. So give that review. Hopefully it's a 5-star. If not, totally understand. And then with Spotify, they just have a star system. They have a star system. So just give me a 5-star. And if not, totally get it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. The review will really, really help this podcast. I really appreciate if you take a little bit of time to do so, okay? All right. So from wherever you're listening to this podcast, you have a blessed day, afternoon, or night.